course, we would all like to have seen, we'd like to see more stuff in the budget book, but we've come out with a budget today, $175 million, and the main thing that we were trying to achieve over the last number of weeks with the Director of Finance was that businesses didn't get hit with extra charges, and that's important, because talking to other councillors around the country, they've had to put up their rates this year. So I want to compliment Donegal County Council and the finance section for the work that they've done to make sure that our business in this county are not going to get hit this winter. So that was important. It was something that I stressed myself and the few words that I said during the budget debate today. So that there's a lot of challenges out there to going forward for this year and for the next year, as energy prices are set at a 2-year level. So we have to try and work with people and get businesses and the people who work in them businesses through them next 2 years. So that was important news today.
One of the hallmarks of the way the council operates in terms of its budget and the drawing up of that budget is officials begin meeting with the members fairly early on in the process. There's a lot of contact, there's a lot of consultation, and that's a process that paid dividends today.
Yeah, this is something that we would have probably 3-4 years ago. We decided Director of Finance came and met each municipal district firstly, and then the party whoops would have met with the director and the CEO at different times to see where we can make changes and where we can make life better for the people of our county. And this is paying dividends here today. We were here, what, three and a quarter hours. I seen us here till 6 in the morning 1 year, back around 2012 or 13, I think. So I think we've had made a lot of strides in that direction. So it's a good day, I think, for the county. And we hope we can get our people through the next year.